sit very still and listen. Is your heart beating in this same rhythm? You are experiencing the heartbeat of a dying man. And it is with death and dying that we concern ourselves. What happens at the point of death? What happens afterwards?
Round one, fight!
Special news bulletin.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking podcast.
Divine Fury!
Oh, where are you? Oh, damn. I'm just losing it already. Up, oh, there we go.
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only, me.
Hello, squiddies! It's Dre from Tattoo Squid Podcast, which you know that already because you hear my voice. But we're here with Ray and Ween from Boobs, Blood, and Booze, the three Bs that everybody loves. So, how's everybody doing? Love the Festival of Hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we should have warned you. We should have warned you that when we're on camera, it's always a wig. We're all a wiggy podcast.
That's why I got the mohawk thing going on.
I like it.
I'm waiting for it to get bigger, and then yeah. I'm gonna dye it like bright red, maybe. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
The reason why I got this mohawk, and people were like, "What the hell? You were bald before." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I got hair." So. I was looking at TikTok, and there was a guy that was like betting on football.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the thing was like he bet for one team. I forgot what the teams were. Folks, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off at the legs and all that, you know, because you know, none of my teams were in the Super Bowl. I don't really give a shit. Anyway, so yeah. There was a team that he was betting against. But then if they, you know, his team lost, then he had to wear or have shaved his head down to mohawk and have the team colors of the winning team that he
had.
So, yeah. So he had, like, blonde. And then I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm like, it's not bad. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, no, not like what he did, but just have a mohawk and have, like, my own kind of color.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do the color of a team, no.
No.
But, you know, if anything, I'll
that's
just die.
That's too much of a commitment.
I'll be like dying like black, like Mr. T or some shit. I don't know.
You know, yeah. I literally today at work said that I was Mr. T of the A team that we were putting together. I'm like, I am Mr. T. And no one knew who I was talking about. So,
wow.
Hold their ass. They should be re-educated.
Then I had to re-up my reference, and I was like, I'm B. Baraka. How about that? I'm from the new A-team. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, gross.
B.A. Barakas. And if anybody knows what the B.A. stands for.
Badass.
Actually, bad attitude.
Oh, is it? Damn. Okay,
yeah,
I thought it was
so close.
Well, don't worry.
If you grow it out long enough and have a decent colorist, you could do like... yellow at the root and then orange at the mid and red, so it'll be like flaming.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
Then fire. I could be like Dragon Ball Z.
Hadouken.
Yeah. Oh no, that was the wrong one. Hadouken.
Oh.
Oh shit, now I'm forgetting it. Street Fighter.
Oh, is that a Street Fighter? Damn it.
Okay. I used to love fucking Street Fighter. Oh, can I swear in here?
Go ahead. What the fuck?
Okay, sorry. I didn't even notice a little side journey
that went on. So my other podcast, we had we did a swear jar competition.
Yeah.
And I owe I owe
500 dollars?
100. 100.
Enough.
Just myself.
Yeah. But it's being donated to charity, which is
cool.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that always works out.
Right.
Yeah.
But so we have filthy mouth. It's fine.
It was.
I mean, honestly, if I had a swear jar for everything that I say swear for, you know, I could have had the house already.
Yeah, right. You could have bought the house already.
You know, I could have had the house already, even though it's a mobile home. I could still have my house already.
Hey, man, there you go.
And now mobile homes, now they just look like regular fucking homes. You know, like when you're like, hey, where's the wheel? You know,
Trailers and trailer parks aren't exact. I mean, they can be, but like for the most part, the newer ones, like they're not like what they were when we were kids, when we were growing up. You know what I mean? Like you can have a nice house. That's what my mom wants to, you know, downsize to because you don't need much else.
But then everybody's like worried about tornadoes, you know, but. Depends on where you're at, I guess.
It does. We're in Northeast, not famous line, huh?
We're famous on the street.
we're in Northeastern Ohio in the Cleveland area. We notoriously have, you know, fucking crazy blizzards, but we don't get hurricanes or tornadoes. I mean,
no, tornadoes like literally
more in the South.
You're in Drew Carey country.
Yes, we are. We're on the east side, but yeah.
I can totally handle the snowstorms. I can totally take that. I will gladly take that over anything else.
Yeah.
To not have my house like crumple on top of me because of a storm. Not that, you know, of course anywhere else would be like cool to live in the United States, I'm sure, but you know, that's a lot. That's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, we call try living in like Long Island, some areas is like, what the hell am I living? I'm like in the war zone. I'm like, okay, why is there a tank? No.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
No, there wasn't really a tank, but
No, I get it.
You know, this area that we're in, which is fine. It was like in the beginning, it was great and all that, but then they kind of made, you know, like for the kids, they made like a playground and everything else.
Yeah.
And there was a cop that was like on the premise or something for some reason, and he was like, all right, well, you're gonna be asking for trouble when you do that. And it was like, well, what are you talking about? It's like, you know, the gangs, this, that, you know. And they were like, oh, well, it shouldn't be a problem, we got security. I'm like, yeah, you don't really have security, you got a guy driving around a fucking smart car. You know, that's security. I'm like, I'm going to look at it. I'm like, I'm scared. You know, they're going to flip it over one finger. You know, and there's actually.
Right. You get enough, you can do it.
And then one security guard, there was like this one guy, and he like lets anybody in. You know, like, you know, like when you go to like one of the gates, and there's one that's for, you know, people that are visiting. And then there's one for the people that have the button to open up the thing.
Like residents,
Yeah, the residents. And all of a sudden after you get to the thing and you want to use the button, but he's letting you in. I'm like, what if somebody goes on that?
What's the fucking point?
Yeah. What's the point of, you know, us going there to use the thing if you're going to let us in all the fucking time?
Right.
And the same thing in apartment buildings.
And the guy looks like Mario from fucking Super Mario Bros.
You mean Mario?
Yeah, Mario. He has like the bushy mustache, the glasses, and like, you know, the whole.
It's me. I let everybody into my park.
It's like, it's me, Mario. I'm like, I just want to go by and take a video and take a look
at your planning.
I want to get a video, just drive by and just go doo 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 doo. You know, and just have that Mario sound just going by, you know.
I found a decent mushroom in your pipe.
I'm waiting for King Koopa to come around the corner.
But it's really just Dennis Hopper. It's a zombie Dennis Hopper. It's fine.
No, but then they had like, you know, stuff going on. Like there was like a meth lab. There was a.
Oh, we got
that. Sounds like where we live.
Yeah, right. Mean,
oh, but have you had this? Oh, nay, nay. Have you had this? We call it Thanksgiving, which we didn't know until Black Friday. We found out. that we got home from my sister's for Thanksgiving, and, you know, watched a movie. It was like until 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and then we went to sleep. And then I see blinking lights, you know, and I'm like, that's okay. Well, no, but then you hear the beeping, like, backing up. So I'm thinking, oh, somebody got towed. Well, I figured somebody got towed. And then that was it. So then all of a sudden the next day, you know, as people do, they go and decorate for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, so we went out to the garage for the apartment garage. And we opened the garage, but then we look behind us, and there is a crime scene van.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, all right, what the fuck is this about? You know, and she goes, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, that's a crime scene van. And you see cars parked like right in front of our garage, like off to the side. And I'm like, huh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh,
and then,
no.
Then there's always that one person that knows everything about the section.
Oh, yeah. She's been looking out the window all day. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, she'll go around, like, do her rounds. Like, she'll walk her dog, whatever. And then,
And
we had one guy that was named, I named him the mayor because he pretty much knows.
Yes.
The one section of the whole thing, you know?
Yep. Puppet Chili Town, right there. Puppet Chili Town, yep.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden after, we were walking around, we're getting our stuff, and then they're like, oh, we're decorating for Christmas already? I'm like, yeah. Like, the day after Thanksgiving, you're supposed to. So the lady was like, I'm like, well, what's going on with the crime scene van? It's like, oh, somebody got shot on Thanksgiving. And I'm like nonchalant. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, oh, wow. It's like, then she comes around. And this is what she says. She turns around and is like, I guess they didn't like the turkey.
Oh, my God.
What? Really?
Not funny.
We're going to start shooting. If that was going to be the case, I'd be throwing tomahawks at everybody. I'm like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. I don't like the candy yams. They're not candy. You know?
Oh, my God.
No, but
be like, this is not a time for humor, lady.
But, you know, now we have to wait until our lease is up because we were going to try to break the lease, but then I asked questions about it, and then they're like, well, no, you can't because then you got to pay up to penalty fee.
And I was like,
I'm like, you know, you got this shit going on over here.
Right.
And you can tell me I got paid this. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
I had someone do that to me, too, where I was like, I literally was in his house by myself. It was her house, and she moved out. And she's like, here, you can just pay me rent. Oh, okay. Over by, you know, where they found those three girls in Cleveland? You know, Ariel Castro? Yeah, around there. Cool.
Oh.
And the night that I was like, it was like 3 a.m, and I'm like, what's going on outside? I look outside, I'm like, I see a whole bunch of people standing in the yard, in the street. I'm like, I'm going back to bed. Go back to bed and wake up the next morning. My neighbor comes over, very sweet people. They're like, so we just want to tell you there was a drive-by last night. I'm like, peace out. Peace.
Bye.
And he was like, yeah, we knew we were going to lose Ray. We knew that you would be moving out. I'm like, I am, as they say, moving out. And I'm
like, see, all you're doing, all you got to do is like sit out there and you go, well, I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, all right, good luck to you. Peace the fuck out. And so I told the girl who was like, well, you owe me money. I said, let me just tell you this right now, bitch. There was a drive-by to which someone died. So no, I think we're good. I think, and my back door doesn't lock. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing, like, the whole thing where we're going to have, you know, obviously we had, like, you know, the ring cam, blah, 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 you know. So, I mean, but the area that we looked at, it's like very safe and all that. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, and it's like over 55. And I'm like, okay, cool.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it is what it is. But, you know, like I said, I just want to have the room for having like a podcast room. So I can just sit there and relax. You know, and maybe disco ball coming down. You're like,
there you go.
Yeah. I'm not really much of a dancer, but I can dance when I'm sitting down. Yeah.
There you go.
Some Christmas lights like Ray.
What?
Some Christmas lights like Ray.
Well, and that's what, when I bought my, it's been a year. And then I had already started podcasting before then. And I was like, I need a space. I want a space where I can podcast and I can put stuff up in the back. And it just happened that I ended up getting a job where I was remote. So it was great. And so it's like best of both worlds. So no, I totally get it. It's gotta be your home. You gotta feel comfortable in it.
Yeah.
So tell everybody about boobs. Okay, let me rephrase that.
Boobs, boobs, and blood.
So the three beams.
It's a mouthful.
There's a mouthful of blood, there's a mouthful of booze, and there's a mouthful of boobs. Uh-huh. That's the picture I'm going to put right there. Okay, I'm going to put a mouth, and then there's going to be boobs, blood,
there
and...
There
you go. Yeah. It might not be the most... Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I mean, we drive around with ginormous magnets of booze, boobs, and blood on the back of our cars. So,
yeah,
you know, our mothers are proud.
honk if you like boobs. Honk if you like blood.
Uh-huh.
How about also, boobs?
All three. So, Weed and I have known each other since we were I don't want to give ages, but at least 25 years.
The sandbox.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah. You play.
I say sandbox because there's a cat in the background. So yeah,
you throw like a girl, Ween. And so it was actually about 13 years ago. We were like, we wanted to start. It was like right when the podcast fad started, and we wanted to start a horror podcast, and there was a bunch of us, and it was like. It didn't work out. And this seemed to be like the best of both worlds because I had started my other podcast first.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, we started backing off on that one because we were doing too much. But I had more time. And I'm like, you know, I really want to do this with Ween. Because I love horror movies. And I know she loves horror movies. So it was a way for us to connect again because we literally live like 2 miles from each other.
Yeah,
but it was like we hadn't seen each other in like 2 years. Sad.
It's super sad. It's so weird how that happens. Like you can be someone that you've known for a long time but hadn't kept in touch with, and then all of a sudden they're in your backyard.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, then you can reconnect, and so we reconnected, and part of the catalyst to how we were going to start this and what kind of setup we were going to have with it is that there are so many, I do love horror movies now. I was quite sheltered when I was a kid and I used to be very petrified of them. Yeah. But now I'm like desensitized and now I love it. And so because of that, there are a lot of horror movies I haven't seen that are like famous, that like a lot of the popular ones, even the unpopular ones or like the awesomely bad ones, I've seen almost none.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying to play catch up a little bit. And this podcast has been sort of a catalyst for me to catch up. Like we started out with the Halloween series. I had only ever seen the first one. That was it.
That is being sheltered. Yeah.
I had not seen any of the others. And so I was like, why don't we do the entire franchise? Because what I hadn't seen were all the sequels.
Yeah.
Even good or bad, I hadn't seen any of the sequels.
Yeah, and we thought this is the perfect gimmick because you need a gimmick. So this is the gimmick was we will go through, we'll do franchises at a time. And so now we sprinkled in besides franchises, like we coming up, we're doing like Gay Pride Month. So we're doing like, not so much like there's not really a franchise of gay horror movies, but the way we have it set up, we're programming it. So for different months.
Yeah.
And so that's it. But when we know like right now we're just finishing up Texas Chainsaw we're not even there yet. Oh my God, we still have
about
three to go.
Four more weeks. We'll watch the new one.
We wanted to also combine that with Carol Clover's Men, Women, and Chainsaws because we wanted to.
Oh yeah, I heard that one. Yeah.
Yeah, to like really have an in-depth look at these movies and what they mean to.
Yeah.
Because it's
like a 200-page dissertation
on
horror movies. And it's like, what better way to kind of experience this and look through the eyes of someone who, look at it through someone's educational eyes and also, you know, observant and how movies have changed and how The Final Girl, quote unquote, has moved the genre forward and what it is now compared to what it was then. It's really fascinating.
And we keep talking about how, like, because that book was written and then updated in, what was it, 1999 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it still needs a severe update. And we keep joking that we're going to write the next one. We're going to update it again because, you know, of all of our spare time. But like, there's just so much. I mean, women's feminist horror has become like has turned another corner. And you see so much by female, you know, filmmakers, by, you know, I mean, it's just in female writers. And so it's kind of exciting for us. But then also at the same time, we just like watching horrible shit.
I know, it's like, you know, horror movies now, it could be anything. It's not like the paranormal ones or the undead ones. I mean, even like, you know, the home invasion now is like a horror movie. You know, like The Purge or, you know, even Texas Chainsaw Massacre can be sort of that kind of image as well. You know, can be the home invasion kind of thing or even A Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movies, the horror movies, that's the one you had to go and see.
Yeah.
It's on the proverbial list. It's on the
I have a question for you.
Oh.
Yes. So speaking of House of
the Devil, let me go on the couch. Hold on.
Okay. There you go.
It's not in depth. Okay. It's more of a preference. I would assume you've seen Zombies Halloween.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It's a different take. You know, like Halloween with the John Carpenter
gives you
more of a story and everything else. But Rob Zombie gives you like a whole backstory of certain characters that you don't see about.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, and then he gives a more, you know, like, the image, like, you know, something, you know, like the white horse, you know, there's a, like, his wife was in the movie, you know, she comes in there, it's like a dream state for this one person, which I forgot who it was, but, and then you see this white horse, like a Pegasus kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, with a Danielle Harris, I think was the whole thing, you know, and then she's all grown up. So it's kind of like an extension, but a different take on it.
Yeah. Have you seen Halloween? I think I did that during the episodes too. Have you seen Halloween 6?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd. That one I kind of liked. Yeah. I actually like it because it's Paul Rudd for once. Yeah,
it's so fucking weird. It's so weird.
It's weird. But and also it gives you that other aspect of like there could be somebody behind the Michael Myers.
That's true. Yeah,
like an organization wise, you see it like a cult.
Well, so yeah, we're gonna do all three. We're gonna do 4, 5, and 6. And we're like, there's no way. 6 has to be its own episode. 6 is crazy.
Yeah, we were starting to go on 3 hours talking about this movie. About, you know, the 5 and 6, I think.
Yeah.
We're like, we're going to have to split this up. Like,
yeah, there's just no way. There's no way because we're like, okay, there's like druids. What's happening? What is happening?
Where did that? What?
There's a baby and Michael Myers had raped his sister, his niece. What is happening? So it was wowzers.
What?
It was a lot. I actually have watched it since then. I do enjoy
it. Did you watch it again?
Of course I fucking did.
Well, especially the washer and dryer scene.
Oh, I did like that. At least he cleaned up after himself.
Yeah. Well, we found out that we had different endings. I had one ending. Oh, she had a different cut. So there were things I saw that she didn't.
Oh, okay.
And we realized that as we were recording. Like, in the moment, there's a moment in that episode of the podcast where we're like, wait a minute, did you watch a different? We're like, oh my gosh, we watched totally different movies. Okay. Like, that was not fake.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We found out in that moment that we watched two totally different versions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you figure with Halloween or Friday the 13th or, well, you know, not even Freddy Krueger, because you got Friday the 13th and Halloween. I'm not saying they're similar. You know, I got to go back to speech. No, anyway. So, you know, because notice in all the movies that when they kill the necessary people, they pretty much decorate the room.
Oh, yeah.
Or tree or the forest, yeah, or whatever. You know, like Michael Myers, you know, like in a house, he'll, you know, place the, you know, was it Halloween 3 or could be in the first one, where he kind of, you know, he knifes the one guy into the kitchen door and he just,
yeah,
stuck up there. Yeah. Then he kills the girlfriend, but they put the tombstone like on the bed and all that, yeah, with the thing, and he decorated the whole fucking thing.
Which in the first one, like in the original, you don't know why. You do not know why. And they leave it like very ambiguous.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Was like, that's even, to me, that's even scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I think, was it the same movie, I guess, they did, you know, he takes the tombstone, obviously, you know, at the grave, and like, I wonder what happened here.
Right. Because then you realize this man has stolen this, I don't know how many ton, like, freaking, you know, by himself. Right.
He's that strong.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, especially when he can take the handle, you know, and just sit there and go, hi, how you doing?
I do kind of love those moments.
But like what you're saying about on the door, the knife in the door, that is one of the best kills in pretty much any horror movie.
And the direct,
with the head tilt.
Yes, the head tilt. That,
yeah.
It just, it's chef's kiss. That seals it.
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
But it's like, have you seen the newer Halloween Kills?
Yes.
We did that one. We did both, and I think we enjoyed the second one, even though like I know a lot of people didn't, but we both did, because I think it's, and I'm sure I don't want to talk for you on this one, but it almost feels like, I know people were like, well, it just was anticlimactic, or just felt like you needed to see the first one. This one was a bridge piece. It's a bridge piece to the next movie.
It is.
Like it's like I there was parts in it that broke my heart.
They really were. Yeah. It definitely, and it also had a lot of social commentary as well. That we talked about in the podcast. And it's true that for all intents and purposes, it didn't have a lot to do with Michael. It had to do with the people. It had to do with the community.
Yeah.
Their reaction to Michael.
And honestly, I thought it was needed, because I think it was such a great piece to say. It just reinforced that they are not siblings, and he doesn't really care about her. Like that's pretty much what it was saying. It was like, he's never come back for her. It was not her.
Despite what she thought,
exactly,
it was never about her.
Exactly. And that was the disheartening and like kind of heartbreaking thing, is that she's lived her life thinking this monster's coming back for her, and guess what? He's not. Like, he really fucking was. He just wanted to go home. So there was that part of it. Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. I thought the first one was absolutely brilliant. I thought Halloween 2018 was brilliant.
Yeah, 2018,
fucking brilliant.
Yeah. What did you think?
Which is funny, because I was watching a podcast. I was watching the video. Well, not watching the video, but the Four Nerds by Nerds, they do always do horror stuff, which is awesome. You know, they're high on horror. They did a... And I was listening to the whole thing, and then they're like, because they do the commercial, like, all right, we're going to view the trailer and give our take on it while we're watching it. Watching it, it's like, okay, this is great. I think we just saw the whole movie in the fucking trailer. You know? So basically, that's what it was. I mean, I like it, but, and I like the fact that the people that survived certain... parts of Halloween, you know, with Michael Myers, and they come back and they do the split kind of, you know, like, oh, here's Anthony Michael Hall, but he was the cop, you know.
Right.
And then there was like an older woman with like long black hair, and she was, I think, the friend of Laurie Strode at one point.
Yeah. And then it was the girl she babysat.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then there was like there was a kid. The kid that, you know, just like saw Michael Myers, and then it was a different guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he was older and everything else. And it almost felt like a Nightmare on Elm Street revisited, you know, kind of thing. You know, like, oh, here's the kids that survived Elm Street. And they come back to get him, you know, but now the whole... And that was the other thing. They turned the whole town into a frenzy. You know, yes. They made a riot at nothing. They start beating up people because, oh, he was in the same place. Or that's Michael Myers, you know. I'm like, how can it be? He's not that fucking tall. He's pudgy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to throw myself out the window.
And yeah, like, I felt so bad. That was rough. That was rough.
I was like, wow. I'm like, wow. And I don't usually say wow, but when I do it, I'm like, it's like that guy with the it's like that guy with the beer goes, you know, I don't drink any kind of beer. Yeah.
Well, what I do is
Dos Equis. No.
Dos Equis. I have to say, like, looking at David Gordon Green's his back catalog, this is like, honestly, like, for him to even get Halloween blows my mind, because he's not a horror dude. Like, he is friends with Danny McBride and Seth Rogen, and, you know, I mean, he directed Pineapple Express. I mean, he went from Pineapple Express to Halloween Kills, you know, or Halloween. So it's just the one part that we talk about on the podcast, it still sticks in my mind, and every so often I will go back to it because it's such an awesome sound cue, is where Laurie's granddaughter sees Michael for the first time. The friend is like killed and is hanging on the fence, and there is this drop, this like bass drop, and it is amazing. And there's actually a video of John and I think it's Cody, I think his son Cody, and a friend, like a family friend of theirs, who had actually scored it. And they talk about that whole part and how they scored that part. It's amazing. It's just, oh, great.
Here's a question for you. I mean, for both of you. Question about, can you name a movie that has, now I got to figure out how many people, like maybe five horror icons, not killers, but just people in the horror community of movies, five horror icons or whatever in one single horror movie. Can you name the movie that has?
A movie. But I was thinking, I'm a huge South Park nerd, and I was thinking Imagination Land.
No, but we could, that would be cool though, but you know, especially with the devil coming out, he goes, hello, how are you? Let's do the polka. No.
I'm trying to think. My brain goes to Cabin in the Woods, but that's
now,
not.
No. But it does involve woods. I'll give you a hint. Redneck. Okay. Redneck.
Oh, is it
Tucker and Dale?
Tucker and Dale.
No.
I didn't think that was.
All right. Yeah. So the movie is called Hatchet.
Oh, they're all in that. I've seen Hatchet. I've seen all of them.
Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, boom. Okay, got it.
Kane Hodder.
Yep.
Jason.
Yep.
Sid Hike, or how, whatever you want to call him. The one that passed away. Yeah. The clown from House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
Danielle Harris from the Halloween series.
Yep.
I've not seen this movie.
You've not seen Hagget?
This is what our podcast is about.
There's like four of them now, so we'll, it's a franchise. We'll get there.
Tony Todd from Candyman.
Tony Todd! I love him!
Yeah, there's like a, and even the guy from Grandma's Boy, you know, even though he's not we call a horror icon thing.
Yeah, there's somebody else. The guy from, the guy who plays like the nerd in the beginning, what the hell is his name? He's in a bunch of different, he doesn't have a big part, but anyhow, never mind. Yeah. The first one's really good, I have to say. I really like the first one.
But also, here's another question, which I found out on Twitter. We call it, but this is a good question, actually. What's more scarier, the basement or the attic?
Basement.
I'm going to go basement just because of Home Alone.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I'm old, Cagman.
Shut up.
Oh, this is going to be some...
This terrifying.
This is
going to be... And I live... My apartment is in a house that was built in 1863. And so my basement... It's like I call it my scary movie basement because it has like crumbling brick, cobwebs everywhere, very dusty cement floors. It's awesome.
I lived in Pennsylvania, and me and my wife, when I was married, we got a house in Pennsylvania, and you know, it looked like a farmhouse kind of thing because it had the red roof. It had white walls, you know, the whole thing. It had like a brick front porch and everything else. And I'm like, oh, I'm loving this. All right. We get inside and we're like, wow, this is awesome. So we go up the stairs and it's slanted a little bit. And I'm like, Batman theme. You know, you know, like the series, the Batman series, you know, like, we're in the villain's lair. I'm like, all right, nice. But then the guy's like, well, I don't know if you like this or not. I'm like, no, I drink, so we call it, it'll narrow out after I start drinking. It'll be all good. You know, I'll be walking slantly, and then it'll balance it out.
Yeah.
So, but we get to the basement part, and I call my basement at that time the Temple of Doom.
Oh, I like it.
Because when you walk to the stairs, now, you know, everybody has the stairs that go straight.
Right.
This stairs, because it has a cobblestone foundation downstairs. That the stones come out like this, and stairs comes down like this.
Well, that's cool as shit.
But yeah, but then when you're trying to, like, you know, and then also there's
like take your laundry down the base. Yeah.
But it's a third floor. You know, it's a dirt floor in there, so I'm like,
do not want.
Oh, and then like, you know, my wife looked at it and she goes, I don't know. It's like, I'm like 6'1", so I'm hitting my head on the beam.
Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah.
And she goes, this doesn't faze me one bit. I'm like, yeah, you're like 5'1". You
right,
know, so
right.
It's not, you're not going to hit the poles that you would exactly. You know, so, but, you know, basement wise, but then you figure in attic wise, you know, never know, because a person on Twitter was saying that she thinks we call it the attic is the more scarier because the fact that she doesn't know if there's somebody that's going to be like a spotter coming up there, or if you don't go to the attic at all, mm-hmm. you don't know if there's somebody that's going to be living up there.
Oh, like Gary Busey and Hyder in the house. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or Black Christmas, you know.
Oh my
Black
gosh.
Christmas. We did Black do Christmas Black Christmas so at Christmas time. Yeah. I don't know if you listened to those, but we did.
But she was saying, like, you know, drilling holes to see her or watch her leave the house kind of thing.
Yeah, creepy. Or almost, the belfry.
Or almost, it's almost like malevolent.
Mylanta?
No, that's how you get the bowels moving. You know, so, that's what you need when you watch a horror movie, too. But anyway, you're like, holy shit. Oh. Damn.
Yeah. And they did.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Give me some Kleenex. Okay. No, but I think it's called a malevolent. You've seen the movie, right? Or you heard a movie?
On Netflix, right?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Malevolent.
Yeah, Malevolent. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna do something in the camera. You know what I'm talking about?
She's up in the attic and all the whole attic. But then you didn't know that the attic was the same house that the woman is living in. And sorry for the spoilers, people. You've probably seen it. If you didn't, you know, this is what it is. And then the woman that's up there that's doing all this stuff is the same woman, but she has another person in the back, you know. And that's like, it's a little crazy, but I'm like, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I heard like the movie was like the twist is good, but the rest of the movie is like that.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, and then she got the person or the psyche of the person.
It's her brother's or twin brother, right?
Yeah, but it was like more like the it was conjoint twin kind of thing.
That's right. Yeah.
They were gonna. She's seen the movies of the no, not her, but the niece, I guess, or the sister. Seeing all the movies of said the sanitarium kind of and then they're like, oh my god, she was here, you know, and then you see it like, And that one kind of freaked me a little bit. I don't really freak out as much, but when I saw that, I'm like, whoa, that's some crazy shit. I'm like, oh, I was not expecting that. And then now you think about it, like, okay, now it comes around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But let's get into what we were talking about before. Now, folks, I've told this on many episodes that I'm waiting for this game to come in. And lo and behold, people, here it is. Da, it's da, called da. The movie game.
So excited.
Huh?
Are we the first?
You're the first.
Oh, cool.
Because I said to my girlfriend, I'm like, listen, when I get this game, I'm going to go and it was going to be Drunk Fury at one point because I thought it was supposed to be that day,
yeah.
But it never did. So now it came down, and I'm like, I got to do this with the first guest that I'm doing, you know.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. I feel
like, so honored.
I know.
So I only opened one of them because we're just going to do a couple of them.
That's fine. We're excited.
In the box itself has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like six packs of cards. It's like 300 cards.
Okay.
Now, people, now you're watching this for the first time or you're listening to this for the first time. Movie game is a kind of conjunction of descriptions of the movies, and you have to put them together to, you know, if you get them both movies, that's great, but you had to put them together so it is like one word almost. So it could be from a letter that sounds like a word for the next movie, or the last movie, the last name of the movie could be the same name as the yellow movie. So it works. It really works. And once you get into it, but it also, you get frustrated because you're trying to think of the name of the movie and, you know, and you really got to put the words together. It's not like, oh, this and this or that and that, you know. It's like, no, you got to go say it the way it's sounded out, you know.
Okay.
So, let's go and pick a random card. Actually, hold on. I had something set up here just for the fuck of it. You know, just to, you know, just to
wait a minute. Shits and giggles. Shits and giggles.
Yeah, shits and, oh, I was love saying
S's
that.
S's and G's.
S's and G's. Yeah. G's and S's. No. But, wait, where is it?
One leads to another. Yeah.
So let's do the little game show theme. I don't know how long this is going to be, but yeah. All right, that's... Okay, that was it.
That's
enough. Yeah, yes. That was it. But anyway, so we're going to go back to the... Okay, so now, I'm going to just make sure that we got this going on here. So here's the correct. Okay. And here's, and here's the wrong, though. Okay.
Oh boy, this is fun.
So, all right. So we're gonna start off with a random card. Let's see what we get here. All right. All right. And I need my glasses. No. All right. Here we go. You ready? Everybody ready?
We are ready.
All right. So basically, we're gonna go between you two. You know, just say. So if you, you know, just go, hey, I know it. You know, just yell out or whatever.
Okay.
So, okay, Las Vegas is overrun with zombies, but that won't stop these mercenaries from trying to heist a buttload of money from a casino vault.
City of the Dead.
Wait, let me finish the whole thing. Las Vegas is overrun with zombies, but that won't stop the mercenaries from trying to heist a buttload of money from a casino vault and attend a class taught by Robin Williams.
Oh, no, Zombieland. No.
City, wait, can I do it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, go ahead.
City of the Dead Poet Society.
Oh, shit, that's right. Oh, damn. Yeah.
I listen to a lot of NPR.
hold on. Let's make it official. Okay.
All right.
So okay. we got one for Ween.
I'm in it.
Ween. All righty, we go into the back part of it. Let's see what goes on.
That's what she said.
Ha ha.
In fairness, I wouldn't have known the first movie.
Here we go. This holiday season, a small boy is left behind to defend himself from Tonto.
Oh.
Okay, we.
Home Alone on the Range?
No. You're close.
Damn.
All right, Ray, you got.
Home Alone Ranger.
There you go.
So close.
All righty. one for one. All righty. So, let's get on with this one. Let's see what's going on this one here. All right. A wrestling loving boy with Down syndrome flees his care facility in the backcountry aquatic road trip to avoid watching the nasty bug that was birthed deep inside Gwyneth Paltrow's groovy insides.
Oh.
I know neither of these.
Wrestling loving.
Gwyneth Paltrow's insides?
Gooey insides.
Goop?
Gooey insides, yeah.
Goop?
Goop. And goop?
The wrestling part is... The wrestling part? Wrestling loving.
Well, it usually gives you hints on this, but okay. I don't think the hints you're going to... All right, we'll go with hints like...
Okay.
Creamy brown spread... Okay.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Something.
Oh shit.
Butterface? I don't know.
Peanut butter solution goop. I don't know.
It's actually called the peanut butter falcontagion.
I was close.
Contagion?
Yeah.
I was sort of close.
Damn.
Yeah. But you know.
Have you guys seen the peanut butter solution?
No, you got the peanut butter, but you know we gotta get it all together, though. Yeah. You know, so but
have you guys seen that? That's a mess.
No, I have not.
It's a horror movie in itself. Anyhow,
yeah.
Oh boy.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's see. Oh, okay. I read this one to my girlfriend. She really didn't get it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to have to sing this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I'm not really good at singing.
Now,
this is a story. It's about how a virus turned life upside down, and the vampire-like creatures are everywhere, and the devil fights Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Fresh Prince of Darkness?
No.
Oh,
sorry. Prince what?
He, this person's been in other movies besides the shows.
In the Arnie movie?
No.
Can you read it one more time for me?
All right, I'm just going to read it. I'm not going to sing it again.
That's fine.
Now this is a story all about how a virus turned life upside down and vampire-like creatures are everywhere. And the devil fights Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
There was a zombie movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. It's the one with Will Smith. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Omega Man. No, it's not Omega. That's one of the.
That's what my girlfriend said, too.
Yes.
So it's uncanny that you both
Fresh
had the
Prince
same
of Bel-Air and I Am Legend?
I Am a Legend.
Yeah.
End of days. I have legend days.
2-1. Two to one. All right, we got
it. I remember that the movie, but I.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, all I can think of was very nice. Last Man on Earth and Omega Man. Damn it. Okay.
Got it.
It was like it says read it as you were singing the Fresh Prince theme song.
So
all right, let's see.
Nice. This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun. I like this.
Alrighty, let's see what. There is one that is crazy, and I wish I got up to it, but this one I'm surprised I'm not surprised that she got it, but she got it, though. All right, this low-life booze loving Kris Kringle teams up with his little friend to burgle department stores and save a 12-year-old prostitute from the streets.
Okay. What is the fucking movie with
Bad Santa?
Well, right, and then but the one with is
But remember, it's one on one.
Yeah, so Jodie Foster and what's his face?
Taxi Driver?
And how's it go?
Bad Santa Driver?
Bad Santa Taxi Driver.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
3-1. Alrighty. So. You got a little catching up to there. You go, we ain't come on now.
Yeah, I guess. Damn. Yeah. I helped. I should get half.
This is like pretty much it's a joint effort. I did know Bad Santa. I didn't say it out loud, but yeah, I did know that.
I don't know if you're going to get this one, but let's see what happens here. The Earth is suddenly plunged into a new ice age, and struggling big rigger Lincoln Hawk and his bulging biceps arm wrestle their way to a better future in Las Vegas.
Over the top.
Help me, Ray.
Well, it's Over the Top is the first one. Over the
no,
top.
No, actually, no, it's not.
No, it's, oh, shit. Can you read it again for me?
Yeah. The Earth is suddenly plunged into a new ice age, and struggling big rigger Lincoln Hawk and his bulging bicep arm wrestle their way to a better future in Las Vegas.
Something with the day after tomorrow. Top of the day after tomorrow.
Well, part of it's got to be, is part of it has to be Over the Top, because that's Lincoln Hawk.
Right? You're both right, actually. You're both
okay,
right.
Okay, how do we put it together?
The day after tomorrow.
Over the Top of the day after tomorrow?
No.
No, it's going to blend in together.
Yeah.
I know.
Over the
Think of the prompt that I read to you.
Right.
So it goes in that order.
The day after to the top?
No.
No. The day after tomorrow over the top.
There you go.
You're very nice about this, because anybody else would be like, no, you're wrong.
No, we could. I'm being fair about it.
You're being very fair about it, yes.
You know, it's being fair.
You're letting us talk it out.
Over the top.
Well, no, because usually you'll be like, if you two were going against a different podcast,
then you guys
can converge. But it's going to be, and what I'm going to do is, I need like somebody to like either you have like what I'm doing here with this, you know?
Yeah.
That you can have that on your computer, or go to a what's that store? Staples.
Easy button,
and get that or something if you want to do it like that. Make it like legit or something.
Oh, fun! Oh my gosh, so fun!
So then that way, if you know it and you want to try it, you hit the button or do the buzzer or whatever, and then we go from that. Make it legit. I'm just running by you guys. You know, because it's not
fun.
Real thing.
I'm
loving every moment of this, yes.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
I'm also super competitive. Cool.
Let's do like about 3, maybe 4 more. All right, here we go. A bushwhacking Aussie navigates the cultural intricacies of New York City, whilst a big-ass space rock threatens Earth with an extinction-level event. I wish I had that.
Crocodile Dundee Impact.
What was that?
Crocodile D Impact.
No.
Crocodile Dundee Deep Impact.
All right, well, I'm going to give it to you because it is basically, it's Crocodile Dundee Deep Impact. Yeah, because you got it. Yeah, so we go.
Nice.
All righty.
Bam. This is good.
All right, let's see what we got here. Did I go to this one? Oh, I don't think I read this one. Okay, cool. All right. An old school monster from swampy depths goes on a underground adventure with his best buds to find rich stuff so he can save his house from developers. Oh, this one's a good one. I remember it now because now I read it and I'm like,
well,
no idea.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes.
Black Lagoon. Second part, because there's so many, how many fucking movies from the 80s? It was like, save this ski lodge from the fucking whatever.
Can you give us a hint about the second movie?
Or is there a card on the card? Is there a hint?
Let me see if I can put. Let me read this. Let me see if the. They make it too fucking small. I can't. Oh. All right. I'm just gonna say a word. Sloth.
Oh, A Creature from the Black Lagoonies.
Well, that's what it said.
I swear
here.
That was on the tip of my tongue, but I didn't get that from the. Oh, damn it.
I did, you know, I have to say, I'm gonna be the person out here. I fucking hate the Goonies. I'm so sorry. I do.
What?
No.
I'm the worst. I've seen it a bunch of times. I don't like it. Sorry.
Oh, so cute.
There's, if you go back and watch it, it doesn't hold up so much.
I see what you're saying, but I think it's cute. Okay. That doesn't mean you're wrong. Everybody's opinion is their own.
You know what? Everyone's got an asshole. Everyone's got an opinion. It's fine.
That's right.
Everybody has an asshole. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right.
Alrighty, here we go. Tired of his own holiday, the Pumpkin King decides to practice medicine during the Korean War. I love that Ray is going. Nah, 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 nah. She's.
Because I've got Nightmare Before Christmas and I've got Good Morning Vietnam, so I'm trying to figure out how it works.
Actually, Good Morning Vietnam is not it.
Okay, it's not it. Okay.
Right, it's the Korean War.
Oh, Korean War.
Korean War.
Oh, okay. Well,
I know, so I have no idea.
The Night Before Chris MASH?
MASH. Ah, yep. Nice.
Yep, the Night
Before. I forgot there was a movie. I forgot there was a movie.
Night
Before Chris MASH.
Yeah.
That's
a mess. There's actually a suicide. That's why the show has a song about suicide. Anyhow, guys.
Great. All right, let's do this. Will probably be like the last one because I don't want to
love
the whole thing. So
yeah, no, it's fine because you can other people.
Yeah, the curator of the Bates Motel goes on a musical journey to the afterlife to discover the secrets of his rich Mexican heritage. Oh. The silence.
I was just going to say dead air.
That's a super exciting
Psycho.
Guess.
Huh?
Psycho.
Uh-huh.
And the other movie I can't picture. Do you know who's in it?
I don't know it, but we call it, I can give you a hint of, you have this at Christmas.
Psycho-co?
Exactly.
Oh, Coco. I've never seen Coco. Okay.
Oh,
I've never seen it too, but I mean, like, I
get it. Yeah. Because he goes to the underworld, doesn't he, in that movie?
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, it's a cartoon movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's where I seen it.
Danny Pixar.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, so much.
They're all great. I mean, that, yes. What's the other one? I haven't seen that, or Luca. Supposedly Luca's really good, too. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen Luca either.
Red, was it Turning Red is amazing.
Turning Red.
All right, well, we're gonna do another one. It's kind of addicting. I'm sorry.
All
right.
I love
Train.
Got one.
Huh? FYI.
You're
not being a dick. It's fine.
It's 4-2. So, but all right. So here we go. This will be the last one, folks.
Okay.
All right. I swear this time. This one's going to be all right. A gigantic dormant sea monster is awakened by nuclear radiation and descends upon humanity with a love for music and a desire to open a jazz club.
I know what the second part is.
What's the second part?
I think it's La La Land, isn't it not?
Yeah, it is.
So I was gonna figure out the first part. So
I thought the first part was Deep Blue Sea, but I was wrong.
No.
This is an old favorite. Yeah.
Old. Okay.
Because my brain is going to MST3K, and all I can think of is fucking Gamera, and I can.
Is it Creature from the Black Lala Land?
No, we did it.
It's not that. I know. It's like not a repeat, right?
They made a cartoon of the movie, or they made a cartoon of the character. They did other cartoons. They just recently did this movie. We call it not even maybe 2 years ago.
Aquaman.
No.
No, it's gonna be a big creature, right?
Sea monster. Yeah. Aquaman's not really
a monster. Oh, Godzilla La La Land.
There you go.
Well, he's not a sea creature, though.
Well, he's a sea monster. He's a monster in the sea.
Because I thought Godzilla, but I was like, but he's Ray? Not. What?
How does he travel, Ray?
Yeah,
he walks on his big feet.
Yeah, but he swims underneath as well, so.
I am going to call shenanigans on that one.
But you did win it, though. It's 4-3.
I'm a bad winner.
What are you complaining about?
Yeah, it's 4-3, so yeah, you're good. So that's how pretty much the game is. Now, the point is that you can probably do point systems as well.
Yeah.
There is. We call it, hints in there, but you can also put your own hints in.
You know, it's fun.
Just giving you guys like a little bit, like if you want to do this. So I listened to a podcast called We Hate Movies.
Yeah.
And they do what they call the trailer game, where whatever they're watching that week, it's a bad movie usually, they'll try to get a VHS of that movie. And then they play a trailer game, which is they watch all the trailers at the beginning.
Yeah.
And they had to try to get the other guys to guess it. So. Yeah. And they go from the trivia from Wikipedia, so maybe that's what you want to do, or IMDb. So maybe those are the hints that you give.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I'm just saying that like when I'm looking at it because I'm like the host.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's when in a nutshell, because I'm going to do this like maybe, like I said, I think your episode probably going to be 60 something, whatever. So, and then I checked out all the other ones I had all lined up as it is. So, right now I'll be up to like 81. And all I need is like maybe 14 more to get to 100. And then after that, that's when I'm going to put in. Now, folks, you're listening to this, and all the podcasters, you're listening to this. I'm going to go and pick people that I know are movie people. You know, like yourselves, you're going to have maybe Happy Hour Podcast as well, because they are deep into movies as well.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Happy Podcast, your next favorite movie with Josh G. I know they are game for a movie, is in the movies as well, on second watch. the whole whatever I could find. I'm right. gonna like, and anybody that wants to be on the show wise to do it, just DM me on Twitter, you know, at podcast Tattoo Squid. And we call it, you know, we'll try to figure out, because I want to do it. I want to try to see if I can get it done by starting maybe September or even, you know, October or whatever. So it'll be fun, as you found out. You know,
it's super fun.
It's super fun. And
I want to play more.
I know.
But what's funny is
coming up, so I'll have to get that for her birthday.
But that's how it is. But there is expansion games as well, which I think they only have now. They got the TV movie game as well.
Oh,
so they got ones where you can, you know, combine the movie with the TV show and whatnot. I actually made up like my own at one point to like give everybody a synopsis yeah. of the whole thing. Like, you know, I put in. Wait, what did I go? Yogurt and his crew go to fight off a band of evildoers, but find out that Christopher Walken is walking around looking for people for his tournament.
That's TV and movies, right?
Well, no, this is two movies. So this is my thing that I made up.
Yogurt.
Well, it's Spaceballs, right?
Yeah.
Spaceballs of Fury.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
You want me back. Bring me back.
I mean, I didn't feel. You want the ringing?
Yes, I would like all of it.
There you go. There's our ringing, folks. Yeah. But, yeah, we call it. So that's what, you know, and I was doing, like, stuff like that to, you know. Yeah, it was like, you know, they're like, well, oh, okay. And then the one I've kept on doing was like, old man in black suit looks for his son to bring him to the Force, but he couldn't find him anywhere, so he used a computer, but the computer only wants to play video games. The look like, holy shit, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, we know Star Wars is in there. Yeah. I think the thing that's throwing me is a man all in black. Because I want to think, like, Walk the Line, and that's not it.
No, you got Star Wars. That's the beginning of it.
Star War Games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are, like, little, you know, because this guy, like I said, his name is Joe Beretta. And he does a thing called the Valley Folk on YouTube. You know, check it out. He does a whole slew of different shit.
Yeah.
It's funny as hell. I mean, I don't want people, if you want to look at it, you can look at it. But if you want to get the feel of the game, like these wonderful ladies have done, they've gone through this game and all that. So,
seriously fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It is seriously a fun thing. And it's addicting, too, because you really want, like you said, you want to go more and more. But I don't want to give too much out there. You know, I did like more questions than I wanted to go to, but hey.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was me too. So I was at fault. There's more. I should.
You always want more the first time.
Yeah. Right? It's like, you know, it's like you need more blood, more boobs, and more boobs. Whether it's all combined, I don't know how we can do that. But anyway.
I often sing in our podcast. Sorry.
We're very singy. If you ever watch Bob's Burgers, she's really singy tonight. That's what we're always singing. It's fine.
I tried to not sing, but I'm like off key. That was like the ones. Actually, okay, I did the one singing for the
Will Smith.
That was good.
We liked it. Both of us are voice majors, so that's what our...
we just hang all the time.
I'm actually trying to get, we call it like directors or producers, like, listen, if you're doing a movie, a horror movie, and you need somebody for a non-speaking role, you know, which is like a minion or a henchman, a dead body, maybe a victim, you know, or even we call it, I dare say, we call a killer, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be gladly going into it. So just point me in the right direction of what
you're Huckleberry.
And I'll go and do it, no problem.
There you go.
Because apparently a friend of mine says that, hey, you have the face of a serial killer. I'm like,
I don't agree with that, but I
well, the picture I sent, we call it, I think that's the reason why I got like somebody calling up about, and like, hey, you want to go and do an interview? I'm like, yeah, but then I found out we called it the Zoom chat, and basically I don't know if it was a joint interview with everybody else or it was just crazy because this happened like last week. And I'm like, okay, go on there. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. And all of a sudden, all they had was like a handprint, you know, like raise your hand, chat, and something else. And I'm like, why? It's like, all right, well, raise your hand if you ever been in a movie. I'm like, oh, no. You know, and then, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't hear anybody else. And then it's like, she's talking to us. And I'm like, are they talking to me or are they talking about 500 other people or I don't know. And then all of a sudden now they're like, well, here, if you're going to do this, you know, we need your credit card information. I'm like, nope.
Oh, nope. Peace out.
I'm like that because I found out from a friend of mine that did something like, you know, went to somewhere.
Yeah. You know what that is? It's we were like back in like early 2000s, late 1990s was all the modeling things. Yeah, everyone was like, they were going to get you to be a model. And it was like, you're going to buy these packages. You got to buy your portfolio. That's what that shit is. Yep. They do the same thing now with voice actors. If you want to be a voice actor, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like reaching out to like somebody that is doing a movie.
Yeah.
And if they're doing a movie, then hey, you know, no problem. You know,
You follow the Polonics, right? The Polonics, the Polonia brothers, Polonia brothers. You follow them, right?
I don't think I do.
Like old school. I'm trying to think, like, cause the one guy who's like one of the big Polonia brothers is Kirkendall. He's always like, Jeff Kirkendall. Look him up. I think that'd be a nice place to start. Like, it's a nice group of like people who are doing like real, real like B, C grade movies. But
oh, here we go. Kirkendall, actor in over 50 movies, filmmaker.
He's great. Like, he's actually reached out to us about like reviewing some of his movies because he is big into the Polonia brothers. I think it's just Polonia films because I think the one has passed away. One brother has passed away. But it's Polonia Brothers Entertainment. But like, if you want some like real B entertainment, I've watched Feeders. You've not watched Feeders? Watch Feeders with Riff Trax. Watch Feeders with Riff Trax. It's amazing. But Feeders itself is it's great in its own wonderful way. But if you're looking for a place to start, perfect.
Yeah, we call it because I'm like, because I don't think the thing was they had on.
But they're in your area, I think.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be awesome. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, hey, you know, can you say this? I'm like, no, I can't memorize shit. Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's they need like people who be like, you know, like the heavies and stuff like that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the muscle.
Yeah. Oh, I could try doing the muscle around, no problem. Oh,
there you go.
Also, I could be like, hey, I got all the tattoos and all that, so, you know.
Hey, we all got tattoos. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
cool. Right.
It's cool.
Because we called, there was they had a TV series for The Purge.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw that, and they said, oh, we need, like, extras or whatever. So then I took a picture and went, ah, you know, like some craziness and all that. And I sent it in, and automatically I just got, like, a response. And I'm like,
nice.
Okay. But then these people have been trying to get me to go to the city, you know. And, like, well, why don't you have something that's out, like, where I'm at, you know, or meet me halfway. But apparently they want to put everybody together, I guess. Because I've seen the movie where they have, they want you, but then you get in there and there's like 500 other people. Oh, you know.
Well, I mean, Cleveland, that's the big thing is where it's cheap to record, to film here. So that's
Marvel.
It's Marvel's city, you know, that's where they
Marvel
go
City.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, I know they had they have a thing over here that they had some kind of like horror theater kind of thing, and I was wanting to go, but I was working overnights at the time, so I couldn't go.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully, I could be able to find out. You know, if anybody's listening. I'm in Long Island, New York, and if you're in Long Island, New York, I have no problem meeting you guys up in, you know.
Hey, man, throw this up to Jeff Kirkendall. I bet he reaches out to you.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I got him down. I put that to follow here. I put the follow.
Yeah, he's a nice dude, so.
Yeah, let me just make sure, where's that? Oh, there he is. Yahoo.
Somebody I think you might have actually sent something that I was like, wait, hold on. He's the one that he's in the Amityville in space.
I just looked at it right now. I'm like,
boom. Nice. I mean, there's something charming about movies like that. It's like, it's everybody who just loves movies. It's like there's like people who just love making movies.
Feeders 3.
All right. Okay. So Feeders 2 happens at Christmas time. It's called Sleigh Bells. It's amazing. I would actually say, like, if you, I would tell you, your listeners, buy Feeders 2 Sleigh Bells, but then also go buy the Riff Tracks version of Feeders 2 Sleigh Bells, just so that way everybody's covered. Everybody gets what, you know, they deserve on that one. But God, it's hysterical.
And Sharkula. I guess.
Oh, I don't know about Sharkula, but that sounds amazing. Yeah.
No, this is like the movies I always definitely want to check out as it is, you know, because I always check out some crazy different kind of banters of different movies. And
Well, we're doing his movie in July. Yeah, we're doing two of his movies in July.
In July, we're doing All American B-movies.
Yeah, so we're doing like, it's called like, it's not Sleepaway Camp, but it's something like that, like something bloody something. I don't know. We're doing something where there's two of them. We're doing both of them. So.
Yeah. And next we're trying to finish up Texas Chainsaw.
Shark Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Right? I mean, to me, it was Amityville in Space was like, well, yes. Of course.
Yes.
You know, I saw that and I'm like, oh my God, you cannot. Why is everything in space?
Well, you got Leprechaun. You got
Friday the 13th.
Hellraiser went to space.
Jason went to space.
Well, you know what? Hellraiser, I can see that be happening. We call because it's like in the future wise, and
was that the one with Adam Scott?
They could still be existing in space. Jason,
right.
I don't know. Leprechaun. Well,
yeah, I don't see that.
Hellraiser in space actually does kind of because Clive Barker worked on Event Horizon, which is if you want to say it, Hellraiser in space.
Yeah, so basically, and it's so good.
Exactly, but at the same time, like, so there's like there could be possibly some issues, but because I think they're like, yeah, we don't want Clive to sue, so we're gonna bring him in Event Horizon, because it's based on one of his novels.
And Ray, I had to say this because I think you might be related to Lewis Black. Yeah, you know.
I love Lewis Black.
Yeah, Lewis the same Black thing is... with the fingers. Hey, mm-hmm. Now if you keep on going like this, like you get angry and be like.
One of my favorite Lewis Black part, like Lewis Black bits is, so for Christmas is coming up, so I decided to throw a party. I gave everybody green, and I just bought some green and red NyQuil. It was a great party, but the only thing about NyQuil is, it's just the only thing that tastes like green and red. There you go. Because it is. It's like, doesn't taste like cherry, it tastes like green, and it tastes like red. So there you go.
Yeah.
Also, but like, there's no soy tits, so how could there be soy milk? Anyhow,
there you go.
But bump.
Boom.
Yeah.
I love. If you not watch, you not listen to Rantcast. Listen to Rantcast.
Rantcast, so good.
So good.
What was the other movies that I've seen? Well, I've been watching like Tubi, so they always got some crazy movies.
We watch a lot of stuff from Tubi, so.
Yeah, because it's... like, because even my girlfriend looked at it, she goes, what are you watching? And then I said something, and she goes, where? I'm like, Tubi, you find everything on Tubi.
Yeah. I had a movie on yesterday.
Like the 18. Yeah.
And while I was working. But it was in the background. It was Lords of Metal, I believe it was, but it was on Netflix, and it's about these three kids in high school who like love metal music and start their own metal band.
Oh yeah, that looks so good.
Hysterical. It was very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Oh, I forgot. I was watching last night, Sleepwalkers.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, nice. It was on Tubi, actually. It was on fucking Tubi. Yeah.
They have a decent selection of older horror films, I've noticed.
Yes, they do. I mean, it has saved us money from having to rent half of the shit.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Thank you, Tubi.
But in even the older TV shows, like Renegade.
Renegade Lorenzo Lamas. Thank you very much.
I was like, man, that's the reason why I got tattoos, because just getting tattoos itself, and then my brother's like, you know, you should get a motorcycle. You got all these tattoos going on here. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but.
Do you have a motorcycle?
No, we call. My brother had a Ninja Kawasaki many moons ago, and he went to New Jersey. And he got, like, he was driving on the strip, and some guy made a left-hand turn from the right-hand lane. And he hit broadside and flew like 60 feet and rolled like an L30. And the only thing that happened was like he cracked his shoulder blade like pretty much down.
Yeah, but it was probably enough for him, right?
So yeah, that for me, we could. No, I mean, he still wants to ride and all that. But me, I'm like, it kind of swerved me off. If I was going to get like a motorcycle, it'll be like a trike. So at least it'll have like three wheels, and then it's all. And there's some cool trikes out there. So.
Oh, absolutely.
They really are, yeah.
I mean, hell, I can get like I got a trunk and all that. I can put all my shit in the fucking trunk if I'm moving or something, And, but also, tell everybody where they can find you and,
where can they find
us? Where they can find the boobs, where they can find the blood, where they can find the booze. You know, they're all at the strip club.
Right. Well, we're right, exactly. So we have a website.
We have a website.
Wait, everybody has a website but me.
We'll talk.
I can't get on that, I guess.
We'll talk. Google sites, it's free. We're like, we'll work on it.
Boobsandblood.com. Booze, B-O-O-Z-E. Boobs and blood, all one word, .com. You can also find us at you can email us at Gmail. boobsandbloodpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter at boobsboobsblood. Instagram at, is it 3B Podcast, right? Yep,
that is it.
Instagram 3B Podcast. And Facebook B3 Podcast.
Because we were
saying, Booze, Boobs, and Blood Podcast.
Yeah. We want
to search for it and you can find us.
Nice.
Oh, and on YouTube. Sorry, I forgot YouTube.
Yeah, our YouTube, just search for, search for us. We do have, I've been trying to get those up there. As you guys know, it's like, it's tough. You got to like fucking like get your iMovie and have it like, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things.
Hold on, wait, I'm checking something out here.
It's tough out here for us.
Yeah, I'm checking.
It's tough out here for a podcast.
Yes,
it's
tough out here, you see?
It's so tough to be in the podcast. Yeah, I'm trying to find the YouTube one. Oh, I forgot. You know, I put the boobs, booze, and I forgot about the blood.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Maybe. Oh, well, that took a turn. You know, I let my vampire boyfriend drink my blood. Oh, okay, that's a good.
That's... I mean, that sounds like a Dateline episode.
Here we go. Now you got two.
Yay!
Two subscribers with the 14 videos.
Yay!
Awesome.
Oh, look at Friday the 13th, the new beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just.
Oh, that was like somebody else, though. I think we called that.
No, wait. We haven't done three.
No. Blood, guts, and booze. Oh, you.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh, there's a male version.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Oh, we have to fight now in the street.
Demon baby drinks Hellion blood to survive.
We should play that game together. Against.
Yes. Yeah, bring those guys on. We'll fight. We'll fight
to the death.
And folks, if you really want to go and see something really good too, as well as you can see boobs, blood, and booze, you can see how a boob job goes extremely wrong.
I see him go to the gym, and there's always like the fucking turn, the learning channel. I'm like, this is not. I'm not learning anything. I'm learning that this woman needs to get a breast augmentation.
No, but this is the title of the thing. Boob job goes extremely wrong. There is so much blood.
I just have been grabbing my own boobs. I'm like, I think
I would rather watch the popping zits.
Oh, I enjoy that show. So there is a gentleman who goes to all the haunts at Halloween time. There is one that is an extreme haunt where the last point, like he puts it on YouTube. He had to censor it because it was at the haunt. I can't think of the name of it right now. It was actually somebody cutting off someone's boob. I mean, like, he's not real. But he's like, I literally can't put this on my YouTube page. So it was like blurred out. Cool. I don't feel weird as a woman. Cool.
I don't want my boob to be, taken off.
Cut off? No, I don't want it sliced like a Thanksgiving turkey. No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
And you know what's funny about it? Because I love horror movies and I love everything else. I love everything that's disgustingly gory, and it doesn't faze me one bit at all. I can sit there, I can just whatever, like we're watching Fear Street. Love Fear Street. I love the first, second, third, and folks, you haven't seen it, it goes A+. In backwards motion.
Yep.
So it I thought it was gonna be crazy. I mean, not crazy, but I thought it was gonna be like a really backwards. I mean, it's really good. Mm-hmm. I love it.
100%.
Especially the bread slicing. Yeah. And wow. At that point, I was like, I want toast. My girlfriend's like, are you nuts? And I'm like, peanut butter, yes. I want peanut butter on my toast. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, peanut butter toast is so good.
Yeah, the peanut butter falcon contagion. So, but folks, also, follow me as well. Yes. I keep on forgetting about myself, the host. Tattoo Squid Podcast. That's TATUSQUID. Not to be like TATOO. No, it's not that. But go to Linktree, linktr.ee/TattooSquidPodcast. Like I said, that's TATUSQUID. Go to my merch shop. I have, and I said it many times before, you probably didn't hear this, but I have shower curtains.
Nice!
Oh, that's fun.
So I got like 5 different logos.
Yeah.
And they're all like, you can pick whatever. You can get shirts, tank tops, whatever, right. Sweatshirts. But also, if you go to the accessories or the home, you can get either masks, which nobody's really using anymore.
Right.
What else? Bath mats, the gunny sacks that you can, the cinch sacks.
Yep.
There is book bags, but I forgot how to do the measuring on that. But you can still get it. Skateboards.
Shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, that but it's cool. Like, yeah, it's kind of like Walmart version, but hey, it is what it is.
It's got wheels, it runs.
Yeah, it got wheels, and you can get burned. But anyway, like shower curtains, and it's really fucking good. I had Drunk Fairy on last week, and they're like, we got a shot glass, and you got shower curtains? And I'm like,
what do you use?
It is Tattoo Squid pod.threadless.com.
We use Threadless too. It's great. Yeah.
So you guys should have that thing going on there. So
we do some of them, but like some of them didn't work right for what we have because we've got the Final Girls T-shirt. That's what we've got right now.
Oh, okay.
All the girls, the Final Girls, are on the front.
We're working on a logo. It's in the works, but
I'm working. Well, I'm not working on it.
Like, we have day jobs. Yeah.
We all have day jobs.
We all have other jobs that pay us.
That's what we do on the weekends and all that.
Right. This is for funsies.
But, exactly. But
folks, if you buy from the store and all that, then we can get more money to go and make stuff for the podcast and make better
time. Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm not reading 400 books in my other podcast. Jesus Christ. Anyhow, yeah. Cool.
She you want to shout books? That out, by the way?
Yeah, shout out your other one.
Yeah, my other one is Chick Lit Book Club Podcast. So woo! if you like romance novels, you want to hear me swear and get pissed off at shit, there you go.
That's like me about remakes.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, remakes, like for me, and you know, this is what I usually go by. It's like when I watch something, I was talking to Sudden But Inevitable, and he does everything from like anime stuff to a whole bunch of different stuff. It's not just one thing. But I was telling him that, like, say when they had the Cowboy Bebop.
That was awful. I tried to watch it.
I heard things.
No, I love it because the fact that there was a cartoon version of it, the Japanese anime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I always look for the, what's wrong with this one? And there's usually something wrong. It's not going with said cartoon or anime.
Right.
Yeah. So, and they've done everything perfect from the characters.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't care for it, just because, like, I was not... I started watching the actual anime, and I'm not a big anime fan, guys. I'm sorry.
It's not for everybody, but, you know, I'm like, there's some of them that I don't know, but then when you look at cartoons and they make movies out of them...
Yeah.
You know, like, say, G.I. Joe, for
instance. It's hard to translate some of that. You know?
Right, because it's a cartoon.
Some things you strictly do, or that you have more creative license to do... strictly because you're in animation sometimes doesn't always translate to real.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, the fact that, like, when you're watching, like, say, like, when I was a kid and you know, with women, they grew up watching, like, different kind of cartoons than guys had done, or they have been watching the cartoons that guys watch too.
Yeah.
I'm not singling out anybody.
No,
but, like, say for me, like G.I. Joe or Transformers or whatever, you know, they would go in transition to the movie screen. And then you look at it and you're like, well, how come this character's coming in? Or even comic book movies. X-Men.
Yeah. Oh, no. For reals. We could spend a whole fucking...
Oh,
like, oh yeah. Yeah. We could spend like a week and a day, you know, talking about
comics.
And,
yeah. I have my issues with things. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't have any issues per se. I'm just saying that... they shouldn't be putting characters into, like, say, first movie when it didn't come together until...
No, so we can talk about Civil War and we can talk about Infinity War and Endgame. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Or then you get, like, you know, X-Men, like, the first one, and then the second one goes
on.
The
Avengers? We can talk about how the X-Men are actually in the Avengers? Yeah, we can talk about all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's but like...
they're not because of licensing and copyright bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you have, like... also G.I. Joe, where they have, like, what was it? Like, the Baroness, which is, like, Cobra, but she was going with Duke, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. The compost, that was not like that as it is.
So I'm like,
why did they put it like that? Just to make it more rating-ish? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but, pretty much that it is, folks. You know, as they say, but I'm not going to do it like that.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, this has been a pleasure.
You guys are awesome. I mean,
thanks for reaching out.
It's like a rainbow bright day. Yeah. Oh,
that's because it's Ween's wig. That's why.
Well, no, it's like a rainbow bright with the strawberry shortcake. How about that?
I love it.
Oh, wait, let me write that down. Okay, I put that down for the thing. Rainbow bright, and then strawberry shortcake.
But we've had a blast.
We did.
Oh no, that's what I always. I'll tell you after when we shut down on this, and then that's what I usually do. I'm like, if you want, we talk a little bit more afterwards, and then we get So, folks, go subscribe. Listen, rate,
please.
Whatever we do for the podcast,
we do ratings.
Also, Tattoo Squid, please rate him too. Also.
Yeah, go and look at our videos. Go to YouTube. Go to Blockbuster.
May it rest.
Also, documentary, The Last Blockbuster. Go for it.
Oh, that was so good. It broke my heart.
There is a Blockbuster game. Yes. I think.
Well, there's one left in there's Oregon. One.
No. I mean, there's a Blockbuster game.
Oh, Ween, we're looking this up after we get off.
We're gonna look this
that's
up.
That's cool.
But also, go to the store, go to their website. You know, I'm gonna try to get my website. I'm gonna try. I'm not we'll very
talk about
savvy.
This afterwards.
I'm not very savvy about it, so you know.
We will talk after this.
It's like Anchor. It's easy to make a podcast. No.
yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, folks, have a good night. It is Friday. Not the 13th. No, it is the 23rd. Yeah.
22nd.
Okay, I'm ahead of time. So, okay, 22nd.
Yeah, it's the 22nd.
I forgot it. Yeah, it's 042222.
Or yeah. Depending on ooh, whenever, like maybe we can say the date that this will actually air or be put out if you want. I don't know.
No, this is going to be like, for me, it. Because I got other stuff like double batched.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So it
it's going to be like maybe in a month or something. So,
yeah. Gotcha.
You know. But unless you have something, you know, that's coming out,
we are good.
And I put it forward. So,
we're good.
So, everybody have a good night. Drink responsibly. And tip your bartenders if you're in the bar. And also watch Rainbow Bright and Strawberry Shortcake.
Yay!
And Lewis Black.
Yes! You
know, he'll be on South
Park. Please do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is on South Park. I don't know. But there's some stick figure going, you know. You know. But, so.
Love it.
All right, folks. Take it easy.
And it's gone.